In the last 2 weeks, the Tennessee Department of Education has shipped 1 million test booklets to schools after abandoning computer-based exams for the year. The switch back to standardized tests with pencil and paper has been more trouble than it sounds. First, there was the printing. The testing company Measurement Inc. knew it would need a few backup paper copies, but not 1 million. Most districts have now received the materials, which in some cases were delivered directly to the school's doorstep, but for some, the boxes still arrived a few days late, forcing another delay. Schools can't just unpack the tests and hand them out. Each test packet has to be checked first. Then there's the issue of calculators. They weren't needed with the new computer-based test, which had one built in, so districts are having to stagger testing, says spokesman Joe Bass with Metro Schools.
We don't want elementary, middle, and high schools to all take math tests on the same day, and there's a very practical reason for that, is that they all need to use calculators, and we don't have enough for them to share all of them the same day.
In Dixon County, the superintendent says the district had to spend $12,000 on new calculators. State officials are apologizing to administrators who are passing the sentiments along to parents and teachers, but some school leaders say they're losing buy-in for the new test by the day. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.